We have with us today Vice President Raw Materials, D.B. Sundaraman. Welcome, sir. In this podcast, we will explore the important roles that leadership can play in promoting equity and creating an inclusive workplace culture. I would now like to ask you the first question. What's your understanding of gender equity? What does gender equity mean and why do you think it is important?
Frankly speaking, the metal and mining industry has always been seen as a masculine industry. And also, for traditionally, maybe the gender equality has not been given much importance. But when I say this, let me tell you one small thing which I had read in recently circulated Tata and India Review, where in 1870, when the first textile mills have started by Mr. Jain Tata, he has given an advertisement saying that lady employees are preferable in administrative role as well as in some of the laboratory testing role. That time, asking for a female employee in these roles was absolutely a no-go for many other men folk. And almost it was like an uncalled strike against this move. But still, at that time, the management didn't deter. And they said, no, we'll go ahead with this. So, we can say that in Tata Group, the importance that has been given for gender equality has been from 1870. Today, we are in 2023, we are talking about that. So, I think it's really the importance has been seen from such a long time, more than 153 years. So, see, what happens in any society, if everything is in one way of thinking, then I think it's not going to progress differently. There should be a divergent thinking would only come when there will be divergent people in the group. We have seen this in many of our discussions. If there are three or four from manufacturing, then all the discussions go through only through manufacturing. If three or four from services, then the discussion goes through that. So that means if you really want to have a component of discussing, then there should be divergent thinking that can only come from a diversified and inclusive group. That's the reason I strongly feel that gender equality is absolutely essential. Not that we are doing something for some other gender, it is for the benefit of the company.
Moving on, sir, what are your views on the various form of gender bias that exist in our society, including unconscious bias, microaggressions and stereotypes?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we always thought, not only as corporates, even maybe the governments also thought that the mining industry and steel industry, women cannot work in these industries because these are seen as hazardous industries. That's why you see that though we have been doing this mining for last maybe more than 4, 5, 6 centuries, but the rule has been amended only around 3 years back saying that women can work in all three shifts. So there are many stereotypes in this. Since you asked about stereotype, number one, how can a lady employee or a transgender operate such a big machine? Number two, how can they work in a night shift? Number three, how can they compete with the men folk? These are some of the stereotypes we carry, and because of that, those stereotypes, we feel that it is only meant for men. But after 2019, when this amendment had come, and let me tell you, we are the first mine in India to bring in women, deploy women operators to operate huge HMO operator machines in all three shifts. And to everyone's surprise, let me tell you that the shift where the women operators are there, women mining are there, that is doing the best.
Very well said, sir. Coming to gender and the workplace, in your view, what is the role that allies can play in promoting gender equity and how individuals can advocate for change in their personal and professional lives? Keeping that in mind, sir, one of the examples, I was speaking to a colleague recently and she said that, you know, when she was going through a transition, because she had a person she could speak to, that really helped her. What are your views on that?
Well, definitely I agree. So when I talk about these things, it is not, I don't restrict it only to gender. I say across the organization, you should have someone whom you have faith and say that if I have a personal problem, even if I have a personal problem or a problem at workplace, I should go to that guy or girl or whoever it is. And I should be able to share and then I be able to get some, you can say, comfort or some solution for that person. I think that everyone we look at, it's not that I'm talking about the youngsters and Gen Z, everyone looks at that and that must happen. That's the reason why we started with mentoring people, the youngsters. Then we also said reverse mentoring. In reverse mentoring also, I say that when you talk to them, it's not only the subject you talk. You talk about the person, you talk about their family. Then suddenly you can say that I'm going through this dilemma. So then you talk. So I think it should be there, number one. Number two, advocacy is concerned. Definitely, we are doing the advocacy wherever I go. In most of the forms where I address people, I finally say, dear people. And I say, why I'm saying dear people? Because we are engaged transgenders, and that is the reason why I cannot only say, ladies and gentlemen, I should also add dear people, that we are also learning. So we are in a learning. And I think everywhere when I complete my address, there has been a huge applause from all the people. So that's what we are doing. And taking cue from what we had done, I have grown GSW, I think there's some people, GSP and the for transgender. So now it is catching like a fire. So now at least we are very happy that the way the initiatives we are taking it through. Now the corporate world is accepting that in everywhere we are trying to get into the other people work, which we are going to do. Taking cue from that, even normally also we are planning to have all ladies and transgender crew only in one shift. The shift would have only lady operators and transgender operators, headed by lady mining engineers. That shift will continue flight to second to first. But our plan is that already first batch of 22, now second batch of 26, we already recruited in Kedong only. In West Bokaro, 14 transgenders and 16 lady operators we recruited. We have planned to recruit at all the places. So at least our plan is in manufacturing industry at the shop floor, we would like to have 20%. Though it's not that just the one which we have started just now, there was earlier a name called Tejaswini. Under Tejaswini, we had taken crane operators, we had taken small loader operators in Jamshedpur. But now, in a big way, we are now engaging them in HMO operators for operating HMO, and the results are really fantastic. So I think we are doing this advocacy everywhere. To tell you, two of them have been recognized and appreciated in a big forum by Ministry of Mines and the Ministry of Labour in Delhi. It's similarly, six of our employees have been recognized in Ease of Doing Business at Bhubaneswar. Then recently, I'm told at Hazaribagh, there was a safety exhibition where we got awards for our safety function and all that. So there also, they are recognized and they gave the appreciation openly to some of our lady operators as well as transgender operators. So now it is happening everywhere. Even if people are asking us, how are you, how could you do it, we would also like to do that. So it's a good thing that we could get into this. It is gender neutrality. When you say the gender neutrality, I say that our mindset, right from creating washrooms and for PWD, creating facilities where they can easily reach. So if I don't do that, then in a way, I'm insulting the person. I'm recruiting a person, and I have not created a situation atmosphere where he can, the way I can come into my office, he should also be able to come. If he is unable to come, then he will feel that, yes, I have been selected, but I am not able to work properly. So that's another thing happened around 3 years back, and at the OSPU, and one employee left our organization because he thought that I am not able to adjust to this environment. So a lot to change from mindset point of view also going forward.
Thank you so much, sir. Just one last question is that we have an employee resource group called WAINS, and it is especially for our LGBTQIA employees. What is the message that you would like to give for them?
See, the way now we are talking about NOPR, recently I also attended one session on Curious. Where Curious, we had seen many are willing to join us from various institutes like IIMs and all that, IITs and all that. That's a very good thing. So my message is, when we talk about gender, let's not only restrict it to gender. Let's talk about the way you're mentioning it's LGBTQ+, and we should talk about that. And not only that, how do we bring in even PWD people with special abilities? How can we also engage in our thing? Number two. Number three, how can we reach to the level which we are talking about, 25-30% faster? How can we do that? I think that is my message to them. Everyone should come together and make it 25-30% to start with. And the way we are now talking about TCS and all that, where they proudly say that in some other places we are 50%. So why can't we be 50%? So I think the population in India is 50%.